Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope we find you blessed, well, and happy, and full of the Spirit of God. We want to take this time to pray and ask God to anoint the thought and teaching for today. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you to anoint your word as we speak it, Lord, anoint it that it might touch hearts, might change lives. And Lord, for this purpose, for this cause, we labor to teach and to preach and minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now grant that anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. As the Lord permits, I want to teach today on the thought, on the understanding the work of the Holy Ghost, first to draw all men unto Christ. As always, I want to establish that by the Word of God. We find in John 6 and 44, we find these words, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last days." Now, we must be of this understanding. We cannot get saved anytime we want to. We cannot get saved just because we repeated the sinner's prayer. I've heard preachers say all you have to do is just repeat the sinner's prayer. A man must be drawn of the Spirit. God must choose to draw him by the Spirit. Now, just to quote empty words is not sufficient. Yes, I believe that when you say, "Jesus, come into my heart, save my soul," I believe when you pray the sinner's prayer and the Spirit of God draws you and you are convicted of the Holy Ghost and you pray that prayer with conviction, I believe, yes, you can be saved. But just to utter those words without conviction, without the draw of the Holy Ghost, there's no salvation in that. The Bible says in John, in the 12th chapter, and in verse 32, we find these words. We find the Word of God says in 12 and 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." We have to understand that Christ, first of all, had to go to Calvary. And thank God he went to Calvary. And he had to pay the price so you and I could be saved. He become the perpetuation of sin. He become the price paid for sin. And without him paying that price, we would be lost and hopelessly lost without any hope of any plan of salvation whatsoever. But because he died, because he, when he could have called 10,000 angels, he didn't call 10,000 angels. He chose to die instead. And doing so, then he brought forth for you and I that he became the price paid for sin, the perpetuation, not by traditions, not the blood of animals, but by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. He died that you and I might live. And through that belief and through that understanding, then we are going to receive the blessing of God and salvation. And that alone, people say, well, it takes works. It takes works after you get saved. I believe you're saved unto good works, but I don't believe works actually saves you. You can't be good enough to be saved. I've heard people say, well, I've done everything right. That don't make no difference. And it don't matter what your mom or your dad or your grandparents or whoever, what experience they had. Each man has to go on his own. We cannot ride in on somebody's coattail. You can't ride in on a preacher's coattail. You have got to understand and know that a man must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. And without that taking place, we're not going to be saved. And I'm sorry, you can't get saved by joining a church. You can't get saved by just putting your name on a membership roll or shaking a preacher's hand. You've got to have a true relationship with Jesus Christ. And we repeat these scriptures and repeat them and repeat them, but they must be repeated again. For the word tells us that, all have sinned. This is Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then we must go to Romans in the, go to the 10th chapter and verse 9 and verse 10. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We must simply believe in our heart. We got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and we got to believe that with all of our heart. And that is how we become saved. Once the Holy Ghost has drawn us to the bleeding side of Calvary's Lamb, and once the work of the Holy Ghost has been done, and God has drawn, and Jesus Christ said, now if I be lifted up, and we quoted that verse to you, how that if Christ, he went through what he did on Calvary, and he completed the work, and he said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. And I'm glad he has the power to draw us unto salvation. Then I find in 2 Corinthians in the 8th chapter in verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is acceptable according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. 2 points I want to make on that verse of scripture. First of all, is the willingness. You've got to be willing. God's not going to drag you to an altar. God's not going to force you to serve him. If you serve God, it's because you're willing. It's because you want to serve him and you have a desire to serve him and you believe his word and you're drawn by the Holy Ghost, then you have free opportunity and free choice to accept him. And it's according to what a man has and not according to what he has not. You can't buy your way in. All the money in the world, what does the Bible say? If a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what would he give in exchange? There's not a thing in the world you can give in exchange for that. So you must come in through the door. And Jesus said, I am the door. And you must come in through believing that he is the Christ. And you must come in through the understanding that God has drawn you and he has drawn you to make that choice and to choose him. I say it again, you cannot get saved just anytime you want to. You've got to be drawn to the Spirit of God. There are people that's not going to be drawn anymore. And we'll get into that a little later in the teaching today. In Hebrews, in the, I believe it is the 10th chapter, I want to go to in verse 38 and verse 39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of our souls. There again, that believing, there again, that most important thing is that we believe. It's all in vain if we don't believe. And I've seen a many person drawn by the Spirit of God, drawn to an altar. And when they get to an altar, they simply just are not willing. Like we explained there by that last scripture, you got to have a willing mind. And they just would not yield themselves unto God. And God is not of those that draw back. You can't pull yourself back from God. You got to surrender yourself to God. You've got to see that you need a Savior. You got to know that you need a Savior. And you can't offer God nothing. You can't say, well, God, I've did this or I've did that. But you simply have to acknowledge that he saves you because of his grace. He saves you because he loves you. And he will do that work in your life because that he is Christ, and because he is God, and because he has chose you unto salvation. Now, you know, I mention this a lot of times in teachings. A lot of folks think, well, you know, God, and some organizations teach this, that God's already made up his mind from the foundation of the world. I believe God knew from the foundation of the world, but I believe God gave us the opportunity to choose what we're going to do with salvation. The Bible says, you know, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, it has appeared unto all men. And this gospel, which Paul said they preach, will be preached to every creature under heaven's skies. So I believe that it'll be an open understanding for people to choose. We are the Gentiles right now. The Jew rejected Christ, even though there was God's own chosen people. They rejected Christ. And through rejecting Christ, then it was given to you and I today as a Gentile. We was grafted in contrary to nature. And now how much more, Luke, the 21st chapter, when the door of the Gentiles closes, when the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, how much more is God going to graft the Jew back in and make one fold, as he promised, in that day there shall be one fold? How much more is he going to do that for the Jew when he grafted us in as a Gentile contrary to nature? But the thing I wanted to say a minute ago before we get too far away from it is a lot of people say, well, we're predestined to be lost or predestined to be saved. I don't believe any of that. I believe that God said that those that he foreknew, those that he called, he predestined. Now, I believe the predestined part is God has predestined you and I that have received Jesus to be conformed unto the image of Christ, the Son of the living God. And I believe our life is going to be changed and it's going to become Christ-like. I believe that's the predestination part of this thing, that we're predestined to become like Christ once we choose Christ and once Christ becomes into our heart and we become a new creature and a new creation in Christ Jesus. So a lot of folks, I think, get that mixed up and don't understand it. But God didn't choose for one side to be lost and one to be saved. He gives us a free choice. Finis Date, in God's Plan for Man, he made a statement that over 4,000 times alone in the New Testament, God give man a free right and a free choice to choose salvation. And it's got to be of a willing mind, a willing heart. God will not force us to. Now then, in James, in the, I believe this is in the fourth chapter, and verse 7 and 8, I want to read these words. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You want God, you got to seek God. The devil will jump out and say, here I am. You know, he's right there on the scene. But God, if you want God, you've got to seek God. You've got to let God know from your heart that you desire him. And I'm going to tell you, when you desire God, God will move for you. The Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. And look how that David sinned. He more or less written the book on sin. But in all of that, he was willing to repent. The Word of God tells us, and I believe he prayed that prayer of repentance, when he said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I believe that he meant, God, I want to repent. I want you to cleanse me, wash me, he said. And I believe God did that very thing for him. Then in Genesis 6 and 3, it tells us that, you know, God will not always strive. We find those verses in different chapters, Joshua and He wanted them to make up their mind. Elijah said, how long you halt between two opinions? Throughout the word of God, he said, I set before you ways of life and the ways of death. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. How long you halt between the two opinions? All these has been placed to us. Remember in Genesis 6 and 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Now, God gave man, what, 120 years, and he destroyed the first creation because they would not be obedient to God. So I'm saying that not to take it out of context. God said that was 120 years given to those people. But he also means it for you and I. He will not always strive with a man. There are people that have went to the altar and went to the altar and went back and just never would turn their heart to God. They never would totally let the Holy Ghost complete the work in them. And those people, they can't come to God. They can't get it worked out because the Spirit's done quit striving with them. So don't be in that category. If you're lost today and the Spirit of God's calling, while He's calling, believe in your heart, confess your mouth, and say, Lord Jesus, save me, come into my heart and save me this day. Let that be your prayer, and God will do the work in your life. God bless you.